Good morning, it's 9 o'clock. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Commissioner Perry, because Commissioner Shelley was absent, you and I need to approve the minutes from our September 5th meeting. Did you have an opportunity to review those?
Yes, I did. And I would make a motion that we approve the minutes as they were published.
I will second that. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I believe Madam Jody was Marilyn coming to present these two contracts?
Yes, she was.
As well as, well, we will set that business aside with Marilyn Connolly, and let's move right into the GMA and an update. So, Commissioner Perry, the floor is yours.
I've had conversations with some of the GMA people, and I've attended the last museum board meeting, and I have another meeting with a GMA individual on Monday morning, next Monday, and then Barb and some other later on in the day on Monday, and we'll try to come to some kind of conclusion with the GMA. I think that we can probably work out a solution to the problem with the GMA and the museum in this next meeting. What's your opinion, Bart?
I'm confident that we can come to a resolution if we all work together.
And I think that there's been some question about whether the GMA has lived up to their obligation of contributing 5% of their, I guess their net worth every year to the museum. And I've got paperwork on that shows that they have. The museum has a disagreement with that, but I don't think there's anything there insurmountable. And the GMA has a large endowment set aside for the continued support of the museum. And one of the things that that angered a lot of folks was the GMA, what they call it, trademarking the Gatchel Museum name. And from what I gather, the reason that was done because the museum had told them that they were going to disassociate with them and wanted to stop using the name. So let's push it back another month and see what we can do to get the two sides together.
Commissioner Shelley, any questions for Commissioner Perry on the progress?
No.
It would be out of order, but I do see a fair number of folks here interested in the museum, so I would open it up to public comment at this time if there's anybody that would like to share any additional information on the discussion between the entities. Any public comment on museum and the Gatchel Museum Association? Hearing none, we will return. return to regular order, and I'd like to welcome up our Emergency Management Coordinator, Marilyn Connolly, who has a couple of policies and an update on the radio program, as well as road use agreement for the Windy Ridge Tower.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I just gave Barry the final agreement for the road use. What they'd like to do is have the commissioners sign that and then email it to Precor and Verizon for their signatures, and then we will finally have the road use agreement completed for the Windy Ridge Tower site. It's been through to a couple of different iterations since it started, and I'll just refer to Barry there to say if there's anything else we need to do or on it.
Mr. Chairman, it's in order. It's ready for your signature. It's pretty straightforward. Essentially, the costs, all costs of maintenance of the road going up the hill or split into thirds, we are sort of the lead on it because we're the local entity. We also have the equipment. And so then that gets billed out. We do the work if whatever's necessary, and then build up to the other two entities.
Marilyn, in the past, Verizon had been the one slow to react. Are we confident that after we present this, they'll even sign it?
They have agreed to sign it. I have an email from them today. They just wanted to accept the agreement, so I think we're good with them to sign. They're the first ones that are going to get the... I'm supposed to email them after you sign it. Email them first for their signature and then send it to Precor.
Okay. Commissioners, any questions for Marilyn or the County Attorney's Office on the road use agreement between Powder River Energy Corp, Johnson County, and Verizon Wireless for maintenance of the Windy Ridge Road to the Tower? What's your pleasure?
Move to approve the Windy Ridge contract.
Second. I have a motion to second. Any discussion or final questions? Hearing none. All those in favor of the agreement, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next up on your laundry list.
Next up. I was hoping Dawn from Digitech would be here this morning. But we need to, I'm presenting again the cyber incident annex for our emergency operations plan. It's a cyber security plan. Our insurance companies warn, and those folks are going to be focused on cyber security as one of their big things coming up here soon. So I wanted to make sure that we had our plan in place and that Digitech and everybody agreed on it. Digitech has a copy of this cybersecurity incident annex. They've had it for a while now, and it was my understanding that they were going to either approve it or make changes to it, and I guess we're still in a holding pattern. I haven't heard back from them, but this is a pretty detailed document. I don't know what to recommend. I would recommend approving it, but without Digitech's, input, I kind of don't want to do that. So,
when do you want it to take place?
Hmm?
When would you like to get it? Have it take place?
Well, I would like to have it signed off on or approved, meaning as soon as possible. I'm working on updating the emergency operation plan. Try to have that done here in the next couple of months, and this is part of that. So in order for that to be approved, this has to be approved. But I think this needs to have a little separate scrutiny since it's cybersecurity and our IT department needs to be involved in it for sure. So just as soon as we can coordinate it, I guess, to get it done.
Yeah, because I think what we could probably do is conditionally approve it, contingent on their review, and then if they had major issues, we could bring it back and work it. Barry, would that suffice?
I think that works fine.
It's pretty standard. I mean, I've gone through, I did attach something that may not be standard, but it's the Wyoming Cyber Incident Data Reporting Form, because what the state of Wyoming is looking at is they have what's called the Wyoming Cyber Assistance Response Effort Team, and if we did have a cyber attack or ransomware or something on any of our stuff in the county, this form is the one they'd like to see filled out, so I attached it as well. And then some other incident response planning basic information that I attached. And they want us to be sure that if we were to have something like this, that we would contact their care team, which is part of the Wyoming Inter something, Wyatt, they call it, W-I-A-T, to assist the counties if something like that were to happen to us. And I just saw this morning that, well, one of our big concerns has always been our third-party vendors and making sure that they have all of their cybersecurity in place. And I just saw this morning that Johnson Controls, and I don't know if we have Johnson Controls in the county, we used to use Johnson Controls, but anyway, they've been attacked and got their backup stuff deleted, and so it's out there, and we're having more and more cyber attempts every day on local entities across the country, counties, hospitals, so on. So we got to be ready. Not that it'll happen to us, but it could.
Yep. We had a phishing scam on Friday. So.
Yes, you did. That's a kind of a new one that's out there, and boy, it's easy for people to fall for that. So, anyway, that's my talk on that. The other one that is in draft form right now, it kind of goes along with that, but it's called the Personally Identifiable Information Policy, and that when you do get hacked, I mean, people are trying to get your personal information and spread it out there and do whatever harm they can. This is a policy that was drafted that would need to be approved by the county commissioner, signed off on, before it could go in effect, and it would Sheriff's Department had applied for a grant, and part of that requirement, they got the grant, but in reading the grant award agreements, it says, do you have one of these PII policies? And they didn't have anything in writing. They had kind of an idea in their head what their policy was, but nothing really in writing. So I drafted this. Again, I gave it to Digitech. They were going to review it to make sure it didn't fall out of range of what they were already doing as far as security for us. And I haven't heard of yes or a no, or we've got changes on it for it either. So right now it's still in draft form, and I was hoping to get it approved this week at this meeting, but maybe you're going to have to table it again. I don't know. But we can't have people applying for these federal grants and checking a box saying, yeah, we've got this, when we don't, because they do audit those federal grants. And there's getting Mr. Craig over here can attest to every time we get a grant award agreement, it's got a few more things in it that we're required to be able to say that we have, and we don't want to not have that. So I, that's where I'm at on this too, so I don't know exactly where you want to go with it.
Well, I've had a chance to review the policy. I don't think there's anything, it's just kind of common sense, but I understand the federal requirement that if it's not written down and housed somewhere, then they don't believe it's real, or that we're incapable of protecting this information that hackers are going after. I guess, Mr. Craig, is this something that we want to house within our county personnel manual, or...
I don't think it has to. It does not have to go in there. It's just a county-wide policy. I think you can email a copy out to all the employees and say we passed this policy, but it doesn't. I don't think we need to redo our entire handbook to stick it in there. If the next time we go through and amend the handbook, if we want to make it part of the handbook, we can. But it does not need to. There's no. As long as you send it to everybody,
okay.
By email and say. We adopted this, and I think you just go ahead and adopt it. I don't see anything wrong with it. No, you wait for Digitech to approve that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If they want to make a change to it, well, then we can change it later. But I don't see any problems with that.
Okay. Commissioners, did you have questions for Marilyn Berry on the draft personal identifiable information?
No, we just went over some of the stuff with Don, and then we went over it last week, so I think it's definitely need to get going on.
I want a motion to move to approve the...
got the cyber incident annex and the personally identifiable information policy. And we can do them individually if you want, or we can do it in one motion.
You as well do both of them at the same time. Make a motion that we approve the cybersecurity and the personal information. Contract?
Policy. There's a motion and a second to approve the two policies. Any further discussion or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay,
thank
you.
And
I'll
then
get those incorporated.
Marilyn, the final item was the radio repeater update.
Yes, so I don't see any of the amateur radio folks here, but as an update, we got the repeater purchased. It's installed. We have done the public training, first one the other night, and we didn't have a lot of folks attending, but a few, and they're going to continue to do more PR work on it, and GMRS project is working very well. They've tested it. They're being able to talk to one another through this repeater that we were able to purchase from Trading to out by Lake DeSmet and beyond, and it's going to be a really good thing, but we just have to do more PR on it for people, and I would like for them to come and talk about it, so I'll get them lined up maybe for the next meeting, see if they can't come in. But they got right on it, and it's working really well. It's amazing. So it'll be for the general public to use. If there is an emergency, we have the authority from the FCC rules to tell people to stay off the frequency to only receive emergency messages. But it's just going to be a great asset for us as far as communications in the county.
Do you see a lot of use on that?
repeater?
There is. Oh, come on in. Sit down right here. You're not.
Glad you waited for me. Sorry.
You remember Gar? Well, he can. I just told him that you have your repeater in place and that it's great. So go ahead and speak.
Well, things moved fairly quickly with it. We acquired the repeater. We have it in place at our antenna site at the airport. Well, that's a long stare. And it's working quite well, better than we anticipated, actually. It covers pretty much the entirety of the city of Buffalo. Covers all the way out to Healy Reservoir, all the way up to, all the way south to where the pavement runs out at Trabing Road. We're not sure yet how far north it covers, but we've activated it 15 or 20 miles north of the airport, which is way further than we expected. And that's kind of the general coverage area. That's all with handheld radios. When we use a radio mounted in a car with a little more power and a better antenna, it'll cover better than that. And last Tuesday, we assisted the Right Road program over at the high school with radios. They needed handheld radios for their program. We provided 10 GMRS radios for them, and that worked out pretty well. We had three of the club members there that were helping assist with that. And let's see, there was one other thing, but I don't remember what it was.
Your training.
Oh, yeah.
The big one.
The big one. We started training last Tuesday. We had a class Tuesday night on GMRS and the beginnings of an actual ham license class. And that was on Tuesday night, and we had probably 8 people there, I think. So we're moving forward. You haven't wasted your money yet.
Are you moving forward to have any kind of communication on the southern end of the county?
We have not. That's going to require another repeater to go that far if we want to do it on GMRS. We could do it. We used to have a ham link down there. We could talk from here all the way down to Saratoga, actually. But amateur radio is pretty much individual, and the individual who is responsible for those repeaters isn't as active as he used to be. And so we don't have them up anymore. But this repeater is working so much better than we ever expected. I anticipate that we'll look at putting another one in KC to start with at some point.
How do people know about your classes?
Well, we were supposed to have an article in the newspaper. It wound up being on their website rather than in the paper, so I don't think we got a lot of response to that.
Been on the radio.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
307 radio.
We've been on the radio. We've been on the 307 internet radio program. So we're trying to get the word out there. We're going to continue to do that.
Emergency management will help with that. We put the training on the emergency management page as well. Sent that out as best we could, thinking that we'd have a little more spotlight in the regular paper. But we'll continue to work on the PR for that. As far as KC goes and a repeater for KC, I think the repeater we got was like right at what, $700, $600?
It was $650 plus ancillary stuff.
Yeah, and so it'd be a matter of finding funds to put one down there. A battery, we need an extra battery backup for it. But it's relatively inexpensive radio communications that anybody in the public can use. Gar, talk a little bit about the licensing piece, if you would. How to?
Well, the licensing is pretty easy for GMRS. It's just a matter of getting on the internet, getting on the FCC website, and applying for it. It's a $35 fee. There's no test to take. And typically, if you get on their website today, you'll be licensed tomorrow. They're very quick. They want your money. So once they have it, they move right along quite quickly. And the license is good for an entire family. And it's good for 10 years. So that part of it is pretty inexpensive also and doesn't require much of studying, test taking, like getting an amateur radio license does.
And two, I want to say that this way the system works is that anybody can talk on it any time. The repeater, they have to have the license for. Is that correct?
They have to have a license for GMRS.
GMRS, right. Period. So yeah, you get your license.
Not everyone does.
No.
But we're encouraging people to have it. And people have found the repeater, surprisingly enough, already. People that we didn't tell. And they didn't see any of the ads or come to the class. Suddenly there's been a couple of people out there using the repeater. So mm-hmm. people are finding it.
And they can use it every day, just general, everyday stuff. But like you said, if we did have something go on, we can go on there and say, we need to use this for emergency notifications. And it's just one more way of letting the public know what's going on.
So it's kind of like Fern?
Fern, you mean as far as the radio frequency Fern?
Yeah, so
no. It's a different than Fern. Fern's a VHF frequency, and these are on a different frequency. And
these are UHF, they're ultra high frequency.
Yeah.
When's your next class?
Well, the class that we started last Tuesday was the first of 6 weeks, so there'll be another one tonight. But as we move through them, the focus of the classes is going to be more on ham licensing and getting your ham license. Really isn't all that much to talk about on GMRS. It's pretty simple. So anybody who's ever used one of the blister pack radios that you buy at Walmart can operate GMRS. It's pretty much the same thing. It's on the same frequencies. It just has more power. Now we have a repeater that can be used. It's pretty impressive. I drove up Crazy Woman Canyon a week or so ago. I have a GMRS radio mounted in my truck. And I was able to activate that repeater the whole length of Crazy Woman Canyon, which surprised me. Now, unfortunately, I didn't have anybody to talk to out here, so I don't know if we were able to talk to them. But I could activate the repeater. So that's a good sign, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I almost hate to say it. It initially sort of looks like it's going to work better than ours, our ham repeater. So
it's going to be really.
We hate that.
It's just amazing. And that's all I have. Do you have any other questions for Gar?
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
All right.
But, Madam Emergency Management Coordinator, before you leave, we do need to, unfortunately, start a process because of your impending retirement. And mm-hmm. so, as you and I visited yesterday, you'll be responsible for writing the rough job description, and then we'll go through our hiring process, and ultimately, your replacement gets forwarded to the governor for approval as our Emergency Management Coordinator. And so, unfortunately, I have to ask my commissioners for a motion to waive the hiring freeze so we can begin to replace our Emergency Management Coordinator so that she can enjoy retirement.
We didn't do that. Could we lock her in place?
Mr. Perry, I don't think servitude is allowed anymore, but...
Wow.
A lot of us would be happy if you could do that.
Right. So I move to approve the hiring freeze.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second to waive the hiring freeze for the replacement of the emergency management coordinator. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I have a written job description in the office. I'll get that to you. Probably needs to be refined. Homeland Security also has a job description for this position. So I'll get that from them and get it to you as soon as possible, maybe by the end of the week. I have had some interest, people just saying, what all does it entail? And after an hour and a half, their eyes kind of glaze over. So I'm not sure how to put the job description together. So I thought I should look at what the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security has before I submit that to you all. Just make sure we've got the big things covered in the job description. So, well, the goal is to have that to you by the end of the week. And thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'll be thanking you over and over until the end of my February. But anyway, get it done. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Carr, thank you.
Thank you.
Our next agenda item, commissioners, is an agreement with YDOT as part of the Main Street project. There's potential that they may take a portion of the property that we have, whether it's at our parking lot across the street, in front of the courthouse. So it is a permit to appraise, should they take that to determine what they're going to pay us for our portion of the sidewalk that they may take. So, Mr. Craig, I did have you review this. I believe it's a pretty standard boilerplate for YDOT.
It is. I mean, it's just essentially saying we're allowing them to come on our property and look at it. It's nothing more. It's pretty simple.
You mean by take part of our sidewalk?
Well, there may be, Commissioner Perry, some portions that are determined in the scope of the Main Street project that they are a trip hazard, and so they may cut our concrete out and replace it with new concrete, which I think if you're going to talk about government take, it's probably about the only type of government tape that I like.
They can replace it.
You know, I guess maybe they decide that they need to make the turn lane at the corner a little bit wider, and so they would shave into that. I think their goal is to keep it a mill and overlay with minimal concrete work, but again, you never know until they get in and finalize their design. So, Mr. Craig, you have no issue with the chair signing this on behalf of Johnson County?
No, sir.
Is there a motion to approve the permit to appraise with the Wyoming Department of Transportation?
Make a motion to approve the permit to appraise.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Our 6 minutes ahead of schedule. Excellent work. Jody, you had placed on the agenda a board appointment for the lodging tax board.
Correct. Jennifer Johnson is her name. She's interested in serving on the board. In the application, it doesn't look as if she is currently employed in the tourism industry, but I went back and read the agreement. We'll appoint 4 members for the county. 3 of them have to be employed by the tourism industry, and 1 can be at large.
I guess my question before we act, was this vacancy actively advertised?
Yes, it was.
Okay. at this point, there was only one individual who expressed interest in serving on the tourism board then. And this, they can see how long will this term?
It will expire January of 25.
Commissioners, in there is a letter of interest from Jennifer Johnson, who previously had a restaurant on Main Street.
What does the tourism board have to say about it, anything?
I do believe we've got their clerk here as well as their chair, so we would welcome input from them.
Good morning. We're excited to have Jennifer on the board. She has a strong background in doing grants and things like that. And once we realized that we could get a grant from the Wyoming Office of Tourism to do some special projects, we thought that might be a good avenue to have somebody with that kind of background. Jennifer came to us as being interested. She was on the BDA board, the Downtown Association board, back when it was in existence. And she has a passion for the community and the downtown area. I believe she's part owner in the candle shop. So she is does have some interest in a downtown business, but I think we're looking forward to her experience along with her expertise on the grant writing that could help us out.
Mm-hmm. I move to approve Jennifer Johnson to be appointed to the tourism board.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of appointing Jennifer Johnson to the Johnson County Lodging Tax Board, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Ollie, would you like to say some words before we look at resolutions?
Good morning, Commissioners. I have with me my friend Carlin Bergner, who is the president of the Resident Council at the Veterans Home of Wyoming, and he'll have a couple words. First, thank you for the resolution. I appreciate Jody being on top of it. This is our second year of doing Operation Greenlight. Simply, the idea of Operation Greenlight through counties, the National County Association, I probably said that wrong, Commission Chair, pretty close, is simply to raise awareness, and we know that in the field of prevention, it starts with creating conversations. And so the encouragement and also appreciating Mr. Eads and his fine staff, Kyle and Ozzie, in lighting up county buildings. That's the whole intent, is let's light up as much as possible county buildings from November 6th through the 11th, right around Veterans Day, to show our support to our veterans and their service, as well as the struggle that many of our veterans have as they come back as residents here in our country. So you've asked me before to kind of get the word out. We'll do that. I've got a letter to the editor prepared. I'll talk to our friends specifically at Ace and Baumgars to maybe stock up more on green lights, because how many text messages, Kate, did I get last year saying there are no green lights to be found in Buffalo? I think hers was the first one, so that's why I finally told her. So I'll do those things. And as I said, Carlin is here. I've mentioned before that Carlin and Rodney Eisenhower and others at the Veterans Home have started a peer support group that I help support, I guess is the best way I can say that.
Yeah.
But if you would share a few words, Carlin, I think that the commissioners would appreciate that.
We have a lot of vets out here, both in Buffalo and out the home, that are experiencing PTSD and other means of that. And when I got here in March last year, they did not have anything set up at home. So I got together, and we got it set up. We don't have that big a turnout, but I'd like to open it up to people down here, vets in Buffalo, if they want to come up and do it. Myself and one other resident out there are going through a training for moral injury that is totally different than PTSD.
Mm-hmm.
It is something that we experienced in civilian life and all of that that will affect you. that you may could have stopped it, but you didn't. You just kept on going, and then that person shows up in the paper being killed or some other, it beats on you. So I'm going through the training at the end of this month on with the other one, and we're going to open that up too. So.
And I would just additionally say, and Carl and I were talking about this after I picked him up this morning, you know, the Veterans Home of Wyoming is an open community. You don't have to have a special permit to go in and visit the residents. You don't have to have a special permit to join the peer support group or any of those kinds of things. So my encouragement for us in town is let's get up there and visit them. A little support goes a long way for these guys. And I it's blessed my life tremendously as I've been able to help and support and
he's
hug. Right. So thank you again for the resolution.
Resolution number 712, Johnson County Operation Green Light for Veterans. Whereas the residents of Johnson County, Wyoming have great respect, admiration, and the utmost gratitude for all of the men, women who have selflessly served our country and this community in the armed forces. And whereas the contributions and sacrifices of the men and women who served in the armed forces have been vital in maintaining the freedom and way of life enjoyed by all of our citizens. And whereas Johnson County, Wyoming seeks to honor these individuals who have paid the high price for freedom by placing themselves in harm's way for the good of all. And whereas veterans continue to serve their community in the American Legion, veterans of foreign wars, religious groups, civil service, and by functioning as county veteran service officers in 29 states and help fellow veterans service members across more than $52 billion in federal health, disability, and compensation benefits each year. And whereas approximately 200,000 service members transition to civilian communities annually. And whereas an estimated 20% increase of service members will transition to civilian life in the near future. And whereas studies indicate that 44 to 70% of service members experience high levels of stress during transition to military civilian life. And whereas active military service members transition from military service are at a high risk for suicide during the first year after military service. And whereas the National Association of Counties encourages all counties, parish, boroughs to recognize Operation Green Light for Veterans. And whereas Johnson County, Wyoming appreciates the sacrifices of our United States military personnel and believes specific recognition should be granted, therefore be it resolved that in this designation as Green Light for Veterans County, Johnson County, Wyoming hereby declares that November 6th through November 12th, a time to salute and honor the service and sacrifice of our men and women in uniform transitioning from active service, therefore be it resolved that in observance of Operation Greenlight, Johnson County, Wyoming encourages its citizens in patriotic tradition to recognize the importance of honoring all those who made the insurmountable sacrifices to preserve freedom by displaying a green light in a window of their place of business or residence for November 6th through November 12th, 2023, approved and adopted this third day of October, 2023.
Motion to approve. Second.
There is a motion and a second. Commissioner Perry, any special thoughts as our veteran who served his country very admirably in theater?
Well, I really appreciate what the Veterans Home is doing to help veterans of several wars now. And the effort of Mr. Hawley and pushing this forward, and I also appreciate all of the support that the community has given us veterans. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Thank you.
Commissioners, any further discussion? All right, all those in favor of Resolution 712, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's welcome our public health nurse to go through a workforce grant.
Good morning. All right, so this workforce grant is a new grant we're getting from the state. It's essentially just to support the workforce. It's to support recruiting public health employees and keeping them there, the retention of them. So it'll look like a lot of training and things like that.
Specifically, how are you going to put this grant to work, and obviously we have a shortage of health care personnel, whether it's at the veterans home, the hospital, private facilities in town. We also are one of the older counties in the state, and I see a crisis on the horizon of who's going to care for those folks as they try to either stay in their homes or are forced to leave because they need to be closer to family, or just a lack of resources for folks, whether it's at Amy Holt or the two private care facilities in town or the veterans home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're not the only one that kind of has seen that and believes that. So this grant is specifically for public health staff. So we'll use it to help recruit our new staff. With this grant, one of their goals is sustainability with it. So we can't necessarily pay a new employee, and I mean it's not too much. It would run out pretty quickly if we were to look at it that way. But we will use this to recruit new staff and to retain them and kind of support and sustain their training and their efforts. So what it will look like for our community is a consistent public health staff that can support what we can support and take off the load to the other healthcare entities around town where we can take that load for them. And another huge part of it, obviously, is we deal with elderly. That's a huge part of our population in the programs that we do. So having a staff that is that has a good morale and that is there and actually filling those positions will allow us to continue to support those programs that help the elderly and help that population.
Mr. Crago, have you had a chance to review this grant agreement?
Sure, I have, Mr. Chairman, and it's fine.
The grant is in the amount of $25,000 with the Wyoming Department of Health. Commissioners, questions, or is there a motion to approve the grant?
I think I'd make a motion that we approve the grant.
I'll second.
Okay. Moved and seconded to approve a grant between the Wyoming Department of Health for Johnson County in the amount of $25,000 for the Public Health Division. It's like all these funds have to be expended by 2027.
Correct.
So you don't see an issue with getting that done, and probably the biggest issue you're going to have is it's probably not enough.
Right.
Any questions, Commissioners?
Have you been going down to BC yet?
That I wanted to give you guys an update today. We are starting on October 18th. We'll be down there, and I think we're going to try to get down there every other week for now while we're still getting somebody hired.
Any further questions or discussions on the grant?
I just would comment that I was not aware of this grant, but I will get it advertised as an addition to the budget right away so that we'll be ready.
Do you work in conjunction with the senior center and sends people to KC every week?
Yes, we do. We go down there and do education with them. We kind of take a nurse down there and we'll have different topics and we'll talk. And we did a flu clinic down there with them a few weeks ago. And then same here, we work with the senior center here as well.
Okay. Any further questions before we vote on the grant? Hearing none, all those in favor of the workforce grant, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, thank you. I was going to update you guys on KC. We're going to get down there. And I had a staffing update for you that we had somebody hired, but as of yesterday, they had to back out of the position due to some stuff. So we're going to start that process over and hopefully get somebody in. But as it goes... Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. All right. Looks like next gen item, the Cowboy Saloon is requesting to move their liquor license in for benefit for Brown Vineyard at the Bottom Mountain Civic Center. Is there a motion to approve the catering permit?
Motion to approve the catering permit.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. county did submit for supplemental accounting services, and it does look like we have one submission. I'm going to go ahead and open that, commissioners. This is from Pilch Reed, Sheridan. So commissioners, I'll give it to you a chance to look at that.
Do we use the Tyler Tech program in the clerk's office?
In the clerk's and the treasurer's office. Just hold off for one more second, let Commissioner Shelley finish going through that.
I like the fact that they spelled out that they would, what they charge.
Yeah, they hold it up to hours.
I think since our previous firm has no interest in providing those services, I think this is a good option. All right, Commissioner Perry.
Okay, I make a motion that we approve Pilch Reed for accounting services.
Supplemental.
Supplemental accounting services.
Second. A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. That gets us to the end of our agenda before vouchers. Madam Clerk, did you have additional items?
I do have one additional item having to do with ARPA search. That, if you recall, we had 1% money set aside for us to try to archive some of our older records. And they sent a proposal for basically that would use up those funds. I think I sent it to Barry, and Jody both sent it to Barry, and he's reviewed it to my understanding. Recommend that we accept that.
Only $310.
Mr. Chairman, so yeah. This particular contract's just for the 2020-2022, those 3 years of commissioner minutes, and so it's just an add-on to an existing contract. Just for the, you know, I think you as the commission need to approve, as does the clerk, and you both sign the contract.
My mistake. I'm still waiting on that. Not the big one.
Well, this is a good first step to get that information out and accessible for the public. So, sure, is there.
Do we need a motion on that, or we already approved it when we approved the 1%?
Because it's an addition or slash amendment, I think you need a motion and approval by the commission, and then also the clerk would sign it after that. Because the original contract's between you and the entity, ARPA Search.
make a motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah, there's a motion and a second. Before we vote on that, I do have one question for Jody. With the transition to the new website, are we going to have any issues with ARCA seamlessly transitioning all that stored information over?
We're not supposed to there. Revise is aware of ARCA search, and then I took those minutes off our website so they would not migrate over, because ARCA search is going to get on that and get those posted on our website immediately, or in that in the past minutes. So no, there won't be, it shouldn't be an issue.
That's the only question I have. Commissioners, any further questions?
No.
All those in favor of approving the amendment to the ARCA search agreement, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moves us to the vouchers. So, Madam Clerk, did you have additional vouchers that you needed added?
No additional vouchers. What you have in front of you is the final report.
Commissioners, did you have any questions on any of the vouchers or like any of the vouchers pulled?
I appreciated the way they were sent this time. It made it more clear what everything being spent on. So
we had a little more time to go over.
Very nice. Our goal will always be to have those to you by 3 o'clock on Friday.
Move to approve the voucher. So sum of $477,499.28.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. It's now up to a time of public comment, so we would welcome any public comment. Mr. Dooley, come on up.
I don't need to come up.
Or stand up. Just please introduce yourself for our clerk for the record.
I'm Bill Dooley. And as I was listening about the work being done on the street coming up, reminded me, and I've been thinking about this, I've tried to do a little bit of work, but it has to do with county area, not necessarily county property. I'm going to call it the bike pathway, walking pathway that heads up towards the mountain from the city, is getting terribly run down. I can see that in 5 years, it's not going to exist, or hardly exist. And I've had some discussion with the state engineer and got nowhere, that while they're paving this road here, why can't they repave that up there? At least it would be a time when maybe the equipment was here to do that. But it's just getting in terrible irrepair or whatever. And I don't know if you guys can do anything about that, but if you just drive up there and look at it, there's grass growing everywhere, grass, you know, migrating into it. The concrete is broken up. Anyway. Just a comment, if you could help, maybe look at it and decide whether it's worth something for you guys to be involved with. I don't know, but that's my comment. Thanks.
Well, if that would be something that Scott could help address.
So, Mr. Craig, you're right kind of where I was headed. And Mr. Dooley, we have a monthly breakfast with the city. It's nice. We've got a mayor and the councilwoman sitting right behind you, and so we can discuss it with them, because I know they're in the process of updating their trails master plan, and we are probably late if we were going to add anything to our portion of the bid packet for the trail that we're working on the South Bypass, because that has kind of already been put together and is about to go to bid. But it doesn't mean that we can't have our road and bridge supervisor look at whoever gets awarded that paving contract, if there's a possibility while they're in the county, they're mobilized, if there's a chance to engage them and see what a cost would be to do that. So this is a perfect time to explore that.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes.
Commissioners, I have one more thing that I forgot to bring up. I apologize. I did want to put something on your radar super quick. We at Public Health, with the new COVID vaccine being private, we are required to have it available for all. So we have it available for uninsured. We're getting it available for those that have insurance, but it is expensive. And I'm looking at resolutions right now to kind of where are we going to get this funding. How are we going to do this? Maybe possibilities being either a revolving account, you know, the revenue from giving the vaccine can purchase more vaccine. But it is something we do need to purchase, and it is something that we got pretty late notice on. It was certainly past this last budget cycle. And so I just wanted to put that on your radar, that that's something we'll have to figure out here in the future, is how we can fund that COVID vaccine.
Are you getting a lot of people looking for it?
We do. We have a huge list right now of people waiting for it to come in. A lot of counties are struggling to get it. Just everywhere in the country is trying to get it right now. So it's kind of a mess. Ours is on the way. It should be here at some point. But we do have, I ordered 50 off the bat, and those are already pretty much spoken for. Our list is bigger than that, so we're going to kind of order in small batches. Until we can get everybody that wants one, we can get them their vaccine, just so that we don't order too much and have a bunch of leftover. In our budget, as it stands, we pretty much only have enough funding for flu vaccine. Unfortunately, all this COVID money that everybody has laying around, we can't actually buy COVID vaccine with it. Flu eats up a lot of our budget, so I'm kind of looking in other places where we can fund this COVID vaccine that we have to have. Mm-hmm. But yes, we do have a lot of interest in it, and I'd say we'll go through quite a bit in this county. It seems like we kind of saw a trend when the COVID vaccine first started. Everybody got it. Everybody wanted it. It was flying off the shelves. And then with each booster, we had less and less people coming in. But it seems like we're more towards the beginning of that trend again, with this kind of annual COVID vaccine is kind of what we are anticipating, is quite a few people are going to be getting it annually like they get their flu shot. Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
Thanks.
Okay.
Is there additional public comment? Public comment? Public comment. With that, I'll go ahead and close public comment. Any additional business that the commissioners need to transact? No. Okay. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that one.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.